This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 10th edition of Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi today. Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon, will join the inaugural session as the chief guest and deliver the keynote address. The three-day dialogue will be held from today till Wednesday. The theme this year is Kal Chakra, People, Peace and Planet. During the event, decision makers and thought leaders of the world will engage each other across conversations in various formats over six thematic pillars. These include politics interrupted, shifting sands and rising tides, resolving the green trilemma, who, where and how, and digital planet, agents, agencies and absences. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today, covering various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan this afternoon. Mr. Luxon's visit aims to strengthen the bilateral relationship between both the countries, reaffirming their commitment to deepen ties across all sectors and foster people-to-people connections. He arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. The Prime Minister is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials, businesses, media and members of the Indian diaspora community. Mr. Luxon will also visit Mumbai, where he will have interactions with business leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that every attempt to foster peace with Pakistan was met with hostility and betrayal, and hoped that wisdom would prevail on the leadership in Islamabad to improve bilateral ties. In an interaction with US-based popular podcaster and computer scientist Lex Fridman, Mr. Modi recalled that he had specially invited his Pakistan counterpart Nawaz Sharif for a swearing-in ceremony in 2014 with the hope that the two countries could turn a new leaf. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to launch a dedicated app for the Prime Minister's internship scheme today. The launch aims to enhance participation by facilitating easier registration for the second round of the scheme. It will accept applications until March 31. The app seeks to address the challenge of limited computer access by leveraging the widespread use of mobile phones, which offer a user-friendly alternative for many applicants. The Supreme Court is slated to hear today the matter where it has taken suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at West Bengal government-run Arjikar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. A bench of Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Sanjay Kumar will resume hearing the suo motu case today. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Kupwara district this morning. A police spokesperson told Akashvani News that on the basis of specific inputs about the presence of terrorists, including in Krumhura, Jataldara, Rajwar area, a search operation was launched by a joint team of police and other security forces personnel. The domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in the green amid mixed global cues in the early morning trade today. The BSE Sensex gained over 455 points or 0.62% at 74,284, while the Nifty 50 went up 140 points or 0.63% to trade at 22,537 when reports last came in. Two U.S. astronauts stuck for more than 9 months on the International Space Station will return to Earth tomorrow night. In a statement, NASA said that Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore will be transported home with another American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut aboard a SpaceX Crew Dragon craft. The stranded duo have been on the ISS since June after the Boeing Starliner spacecraft they were testing on its maiden crewed voyage suffered propulsion issues and was deemed unfit to fly them back to Earth. The Kabaddi World Cup 2025 is set to begin in England this evening. The Indian men's team will start their campaign against Italy at Wolverhampton. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.